Well, good morning. This is a segment on the online service that it's kind of special, I think, because it gives me an opportunity as your pastors just to read out reach out with some encouraging words, because we all suffer, and I don't mean that in the wrong way, suffer, but we all have challenges in our life. I guess that's a better way to put it, because we need relationships, you know. April showers bring May flowers. That's a wonderful thing that we know, that I've learned, especially up in the Northeast, that we said, oh, April showers will bring the May flowers. And we certainly have had some April showers lately, but the flowers are blooming and life is abounding in so many ways. We're getting encouragement in this area of the COVID thing, and we're grateful for that. But what I wanted to just to share with you today is about relationships. You know, we need relationships. We need one another. And that can be tough because sometimes we deal with relation challenges from time to time in different ways. And sometimes it might be an argument with your spouse, or challenging coworker sometimes, or a difficult boss, or even a wayward child, or an estranged friend or family. Well, we all face those kind of challenges, but Jesus wants to help us work through them and to heal them and to make us better going forward in life. And sometimes this means that we need to admit that we might be part of the problem. And what a beautiful reminder that is, because we're always challenging, always doing things, and we get disappointed, and it's just everywhere. But the Word of God says this in Romans 12:18 from the NIV. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. That's not easy to do. But the good news is this. With God's help over the years, we can learn how to enjoy successful relationships all around us, not only in the church, but in our personal lives. You know, it's good to have trustworthy people in your life that will encourage you and to pray for you. It's good to have friends and confidants that you can trust to give you godly wisdom when you're trying to make a decision. It's good that there is forgiveness, because there is no unforgiveness that could give the enemy a foothold. If you forgive, you're not going to give the enemy a foothold or opening in your life to cause trouble. We have to have an open mind and an open life. And, you know, we say, well, I can forgive, but I'm not going to forget. Well, the Bible says if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. So that's a pretty good challenge. God has forgiven us. Look at your life and reach out. And then get around people or church people or friends or family that you love to share your life with. And this is one of the most important things, and to laugh with us. You know, it's the Bible says that laughter is good medicine for the spirit. So whether it's a spouse or a sibling or a friend, whatever it is, the Bible gives us good rational truth. You hear me talk about it all the time, but it's in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If one of them falls down, one can help pick up the other. Isn't that a beautiful reminder about how we should be able to work together and really trying to have a real good friend that you can trust, whether it's a prayer partner or whatever? That's why the enemy always wants to poison relationships. You ever notice that? He'll get his daggum nose into play, as they call it, putting the camel's nose under the tent, and to destroy relationships. I like to call it the spiritual grapevine. Jesus was our vine. We're going to talk about that this weekend, the 11 o'clock hour, and a little bit about it on the youth message. You might want to tune in over there and see. But it's about relationships, because we don't want to be isolated and we don't want to be alone. Now, I mentioned the spiritual grapevine, because, you know, the grapevine sometimes will it just goes in, like that old story in school where you start a conversation at the beginning of the class, and by the time it gets all the way back to the back, you don't even recognize it. And the grapevine can get you in trouble, that kind of grapevine, going quoting things that you don't know about, and you got it from somebody that you don't know about. But I come up with a phrase, and I don't know if it's original or not, because every time I think I have something original, I find out that it's been used before. And then I go to the Book of Ecclesiastes, and it says, everything that's here now has been here before. So I'm sure that somewhere along the line I gleaned it from somebody else. But I call it the spiritual grapevine. And a lot of times what I do when I contact somebody and I get word from somebody, then you don't know whether it's true or a rumor, I'll contact the person. And I just wanted to ask, I heard something on the spiritual grapevine, da-da-da-da-da, is it true? You know, because you want to go right to the horse's mouth, so to speak. So you can test, because Jesus said, well, test the spirit and make sure they're of me. But today I just want to leave you with some encouragement that you don't fall into the devil's trap. Don't let him cause you to be offended, bitter, or angry. Instead, do this. Ask God to heal the pain that you've endured in the past, and trust God to help you overlook any offense. And believe God will lead you to develop a nurturing, new, healthy, life-giving relationship with his help. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Well, we come into the time that we do this, and we do prayers and concerns, and I know Judy's doing better. She's got a new treatment coming up on Wednesday. Not this Wednesday. Today is when I'm recording it, but next Wednesday. We've lifted up an awful lot of prayer requests in the church. Debbie McCoy had told me this morning that her brother had a good, successful operation, and we're grateful for that. But pray for our little church and pray for the country, more importantly. You know, we are commanded in the Bible to pray for those who are in authority over us. Whether we like them or not, we need to pray for them. But prayer is an important part of our Christian life. And anytime that you want specific prayer, call me or call Phil or send us a note, send us a text, and we'd love to come into a prayer of agreement with you and for you. You know, when Jesus was here on earth, the disciples was with him. There was 12. You know, I was just thinking about this. Think about how this works. Jesus had 12 disciples. And then he quickly went to 11. You know why? Because of old Judas, you know, causing trouble within the community. But with that, think about this. I like network marketing, and I like the concept. I don't do it anymore, but, you know, he had 11, and he sent them out to minister. And they went from 11 believers to, I think we have now something like 2.7 billion, that's with a B, billion believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it can start with prayer and encouraging one another. So anyhow, when they were ministering around and they were out at nighttime, they would come in and build a fire and sit around, and Jesus always went off by himself. And one day, one of the disciples said, Lord, what do you do when you go over there by yourself? He said, well, I'm like you guys. I get tired and I need a little bit of rest, and just as the scriptures say, be still and know that I'm God, and I need to be still and talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. Yeah. Can we do that? You betcha. He said, this is how you do it. And this will be a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. And a prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven and on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for letting me Mumble too. Thank you for letting me be just me this morning, and I hope and pray that anything that I said or referred you to in the scriptures would be a help to you. God bless.